The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, June 16, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel held a meeting on Thursday with his Iranian counterpart, Seyed Ebrahim Raisi, who is on an official visit to the Caribbean nation. Prior to the meeting, both leaders toured the Center for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, where Raisi learned about the work of Cuban scientists, the island's progress in biotechnology, as well as the potential for mutual development in that sector. The Persian head of state made a brief speech at the Cuban-Iranian Business Forum, which was held in this capital, where he reaffirmed his country's decision to continue working with Cuba in several areas of common interest, such as the technological and scientific field. Raisi arrived on Tuesday to the island, third and last destination in his Latin American tour, at the head of a high-ranking delegation in order to strengthen political, economic, and scientific cooperation in line with his government's foreign policy. The sanctions imposed on Cuba by the U.S. government has prevented 13,000 patients from accessing surgery in need of this medical procedure and who could lose their sight. Eneida Perez, head of the cataract service and director of the Ocular Microsurgery Center of the Ramon Pando Ferrer Cuban Institute of Ophthalmology, located in the Cuban capital, explained that the post-pandemic crisis affecting the world has also dented the work of that unit of the national health system. The inhuman sanctions of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington against Havana for more than 60 years have aggravated the situation. When the center was inaugurated 35 years ago, it treated cataract conditions and those caused by refractive effects such as hyperopia, myopia, astigmatism, and glaucoma. At present, the center's main focus is on cataract surgery, the specialist commented. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, through his Twitter account, greeted the celebration in Venezuela of the sixth regional meeting of Cubans living in Latin America and the Caribbean. The foreign minister highlighted on the social network that the event, which begins this Friday, aims to strengthen relations between the Caribbean nation and its compatriots abroad. Under the slogan, Building Bridges for Growth, delegates will discuss for 2 days the actions taken in the last 2 years in defense of Cuba, its sovereignty, and the tightening of the U.S. siege in the current circumstances. They will also reflect on the presence in social networks and mass media in terms of the Cuban nation, the dissemination of its history and cultural values. Cuba is exhibiting its proposals and services at the Beijing International Tourism Fair, BITE 2023, which it has attended for years, having won awards. The Cuba Unica campaign is part of this year's exhibition, placing Cuba's inhabitants, benefits, and values at the center of the attractions that distinguish its tourism sector. This promotional initiative officially made its debut in China last month and has since been presented at trade events in Guangzhou in the south of the country and Shanghai in the east. The Cuban representation considers the presence in the BITE Fair another opportunity to encourage travel to Cuba, providing an approach to the business portfolio associated with tourism and disseminating the sector's products, destinations, and attractions. The Cuban stand won the Best Organizing Team Award back in 2018. Havana de Primera, one of the most popular Cuban dance music orchestras, is ready to give 4 concerts in U.S. cities. Its director, Alexandra Abreu, informed on social media that the band will give a concert at La Boom in Queens, New York, on Friday, June 16, and in New Jersey on June 18 to celebrate Father's Day. Abreu informed his fans that the orchestra would perform at the Conga Room in Los Angeles, California, on June 22 and at Rocapulco, San Francisco, on June 23. With a distinctive sound and a high-quality recording catalog, Havana de Primera has won half a dozen Cuba Disco Awards and Latin Grammy nominations, among other prizes. And in the international agenda, we have that the Indian press highlighted the recent visit to Brazil by a parliamentary delegation led by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi as a sign of bilateral relations. The 10-member Parliament Goodwill Delegation visited Brazil from June 11 to 13 to celebrate the 75th anniversary of relations between the two nations. The Indian presence in Brazil is a proof of the importance for India of the strategic partnership the two nations established in 2006, All India Radio News noted. As part of its program, the Indian delegation paid tribute to Mahatma Gandhi in ceremonies before the busts of the Indian leader in Brasilia and Rio de Janeiro. They symbolize the shared democratic values and peace between the two peoples, according to the source. The visitors met with Brazilian parliament officials, including President of the Federal Senate, Rodrigo Otavio Soares Pacheco. Meanwhile, a seminar on sexual diversity that dealt in depth in scientific sense with details of the LGBTIQ plus community ends today after 5 days of sessions in Mexico City. The event was organized by the Solidarity promoter Va por Cuba and coordinated by Mariela Castro Espín, Doctor of Sciences and Deputy of the National Assembly of the People's Power of Cuba, also director of the National Center of Sexual Education, CENESEX. The works, which were developed on the basis of lectures, workshops, and panel discussions, will be closed by the presentation initiatives in the Congress of Mexico City on LGBTIQ+, trans childhoods, by the deputy Circe Camacho. Also discussed were topics such as jurisprudence and legal and psychological approaches to this community and the important advances achieved in Mexico and in Cuba, where sexual diversity has been addressed as a constitutional right and was included in the Family Code. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.